I remember when I was a kid in a grocery store with my parents, maybe 5, 6 years old, and lost track of them. I got lost and felt such panic that I'd never find them again. And wandered through the aisles, I'm sure I was crying out for my mom and couldn't find her, and then finally she found me and everything was good again. But that sense of panic is so easy for me to evoke even today. It was such a, moments like that were so influential. The moments like that seem to kind of repeat themselves in various scenarios. When I was a child, I remember getting dropped off at preschool for the first time. And I was so young, 4 years old, had no idea where I was dumped off at, what I was doing there, who all these people were, who all these kids were. And I remember that same sense of panic, that same fear that was evoked back then, and I just felt like I was lost. And when my parents were divorced and my dad got custody of us instead of my mom, and so I really didn't have a mother growing up all that much, and my dad was working, and so he wasn't around a whole lot when I was a small child. And it was the same feeling of being lost and being without a rudder, without a direction. And I remember nights in my bed just crying because of that fear. And as I've grown older and have told stories, hundreds of stories to thousands of people over the years, folk tales about children that are lost. I mean, you think of early on the folk tale of Hansel and Gretel and how they are lost in the forest and have to use their wits in order to overcome the ogre of the witch. And I remember reading stories about orphans. I think there was a whole series of Boxtail Kids. I never read those, my kids read those, but I remember reading other stories about orphans lost in the world without their parents and just trying to make their way. I just recently finished reading again Wrinkle in Time. I wanted to read that again. I read that our teacher read that in sixth grade. And again, a story about kids that are lost. And I think that that sense of being lost was repeated over and over and over again so much as a child that that the stories that I tell can help children overcome that fear and call on their own resources in order to overcome the witch in their lives, the fear in their lives. And I remember when I was just starting telling stories, reading a book by Bruno Bettelheim, who was a child psychologist, and it was a book about how folk tales affect children and how when children are told stories that are seemingly scary in the beginning, and then the children in the story overcome the fear, overcome the giant, conquer the giant through some sort of wit or cleverness or something like that. What the child feels when they're hearing that story is first that fear, and when I tell stories to children and their parents are there, the parents are even more fearful that I'm going to permanently psychologically damage their children, and somehow try and convey to the parents that it's okay we need to get to the end of the story. And then we get to the end of the story, and the child, all of a sudden, and you can see it in all the children's faces, a sense of empowerment when the wish or the fear is overcome in the story. And that's what the book spoke to. Uses of Enchantment was the name of the book. So this talk I heard today was by a journalist who had suffered deep depression for years and years, and he tried everything in order to overcome it. Medications, hypnosis, so on and so forth. And he just was able to step outside enough of it in order to explore it, to report on it, and to find out a way not only to help himself, but to help others. And so he interviewed hundreds, or according to the story, or maybe not hundreds, but tens of psychologists and experts in the field and so on and so forth. And I was a little distracted, so I wasn't sure exactly what the situation was in the part of the story that impressed me the most. But he came to some community and talked to some people in that community and asked them about how they deal in their community with depression. I can't remember exactly what the community is, but imagine even just our community here. How do you deal with people that have depression? And they said, well, we give them antidepressants. And he said, oh, it's some sort of pill or medication or something like that. And he said, no, let me tell you the story about one person who was suffering great depression. He was really suffering, so we all banded together and talked about what to do, with him included, and it was decided that what we needed to do was give him a cow. And so we gave him a cow. And every day he got up and he fed the cow and he milked the cow. And that helped him get out of his depression because he had a sense of purpose. And so they said, our antidepressant is a cow. And that really struck me, that when those feelings of loss, being lost, are evoked, that we felt so much with myself growing up, and how that can have such an effect on a lot of people as they get into adulthood and maybe feel depression, that the action of a community getting together and lifting up that person and helping them beyond that fear is a powerful thing, and that when we feel that sense of loss in our culture today, it's really hard to gather a tribe around you in order to lift you up like that. But that is the one of the strongest antidepressants there is. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to share that little snippet tonight. So.